Hey guys, welcome to the Zoe's Corner podcast. I'm your host, Margaret Zoe Connie Chibula now, because I got married. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. This is a platform where I aim to inspire, create, and encourage. Today, I would like to talk... Well, just encourage you. Today is more of an encouragement episode, and it's all about identity. For those of you who may not know, I identify as a Christian. I identify as a Jesus follower, and I am really big on identity. And I think lately, I kind of lost track of who I was, who I am. I guess I had an identity issue with, you know, the recent change from being a single person to a wife. And I think I just needed to remind myself. Sorry, people are banging outside. Anyway, I just needed to remind myself that before I am anyone's wife, before I am anyone's daughter, I am a child of God. And I needed to just go back and actually find out what God, like who God says I am, you know, what he thinks of me and everything. And so these may be a lot, but they are very important, and I am definitely going to share them with you. So I hope you have your pen out. If not, grab a pen, grab a paper or a pencil or a marker, something. But just make sure that there's a lot of space for you to write down all these scriptures. If you pressed pause, got your stuff, and have pressed play, great job. Let's get started. So I'm going all the way from the beginning of the Bible all the way to John in the New Testament. So yeah, let's go. Genesis 1:27. I am made in God's image. Genesis 28:15. I am cared for. Philippians 4:13. I can do anything with Jesus. John 3:16. I am loved. Psalm 18:2. I am protected. Psalm 18:6. I am listened to. Psalm 23:5. I am anointed. Psalm 37:28. I am never abandoned. Psalm 104. I am creative because of Genesis 1:27. Psalm 139:13. God took his time to make me. Psalm 139:14. I am wonderfully made. Psalm 139:17-18. I am always on God's mind. Psalm 148. I am a praiser. Proverbs 12:18. My wisdom brings healing. Proverbs 31:10-31. I am that virtuous woman. Jeremiah 1:5. I am known, chosen, and appointed. Jeremiah 29:11. My life is predestined. Jeremiah 29:13. I am a wholehearted searcher. Jeremiah 31:3. I am loved with an everlasting love. Ezekiel 18:19-22. I am responsible for my faith. Malachi 3:8-12. I can be trusted with God's riches. Matthew 5:27-29. I am held to a higher standard. Matthew 5:43-48. I am called to love. Matthew 8:3. I am a willing vessel. Matthew 20:28. I am a servant. Matthew 28:19. I am a disciple maker. Mark 2:17. I am called to help the sick, not the well. Mark 12:27. I serve a living God. Mark 13:5-6. I know truth, so I won't be misled. Mark 13:13. I can endure persecution. Mark 16:18. I will not be harmed. Luke 2:27. I am spirit-led. Luke 8:19-21. I am part of Jesus' family. John 10:4. I know the voice of the good shepherd. John 15:16, Jesus chose me. And the last one, John 19:30, I am debt free. Why? Because Jesus paid it all. And so these are just a couple of scriptures that, you know, you can go through just to encourage yourself, to remind yourself of who God says you are, of who you are in Christ Jesus. And remember that you are not your accomplishments. You are not what other people say you are. Who you are is who God says you are. And God says that your wisdom brings healing, that you will not be harmed, that you serve a merciful God, that you are called to love, that you are a servant and a disciple maker. You know, that God is all, like, you are always on God's mind. Always. Like, you're written in the palms of his hands, you guys. Like, my goodness, I don't think you know how special you are in God's eyes. And I just hope that, as encouraging as it is, as it was for me and still is, I pray that it is encouraging for you as well. And so when you lose sight of who you are, please listen to this podcast, write down these scriptures, visit them, hang them on your bathroom wall, hang them in your room, put them by your work desk, you know, type it out and screenshot it and put it as a screensaver. Just make sure that it's always in sight. Make sure that it is always reminding you who you are. I'll see you on the next podcast.